Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Uthando oluthe gabalala, and we are heart to heart. Sinothando oluthe gabalala as a Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give you the sounds of Musayende Umelusi, the shepherd, our shepherd, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the time is exactly 11 minutes, just after 1. You're listening to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Reverend Ernest Kwadi and Reverend Archibald Malungweni. We are talking about choosing the right. Now it doesn't make sense after what you've said. Choosing the right partner. I have to say it. Ngomshosha phansi manje. Ingavele liphezulu.
With a very low tone.
Choosing the right. So we were still checking on the list that people would write on the list of traits they would like to see in that person that they are choosing.
Yeah.
Aren't there certain things that you can keep there? I mean, if maybe the spiritual, like we've mentioned, does he love people around him when he's with you, or when she's with you? How does she receive other people around you? I've heard of this one where men are concerned. Does he love his mother? Does he love his mother? So are there things that you can keep on the list and take out the superficial?
Yes, definitely. There are certain, from that list, things that which you can keep.
Okay.
And I want to also advise to say, as much as you have the list, remember I spoke about the wise counsel. Come to us. Sit down with us. Show us the list.
Okay.
Let's advise you.
Okay.
Yeah. Muruti Malungwane, they are here.
Yes.
People who went before you.
Yes.
They are here, Sibongile. You know, the Bible tells us, Proverbs 14, chapter 11, verse number 14, it says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You know, this passage of scripture really speaks to all of us to say, inasmuch as you want to enter in this union, before you do that, you know, seek counsel. Get people who will speak to you, who will, you know, impart you, who will give you knowledge and understanding, who will show you. Because some of the elderly peoples, that which we are neglecting today because of, you know, we are overtaken by love, are the people who are going to be able to assist us a lot.
I remember last time, I think it was the both of you who said, you only come in after the lobolas. So it's best to get the counsel before.
Yeah. Because what you are talking about, for instance, that you see on the TV, that show, you don't bring two people and try and they are doing something very wrong there, because these people make vows even before they know each other, and they get married. And then from there is done that they want to discover one another.
And now you have to honor the vows,
Which is vice versa now.
Yeah.
And the practical part of it, this is what we see, the confusion that we see now and the conflict that they are in, you know. So it's very, very important that from the scratch, from the beginning, as Ms. Muruti Kwadi has said, from the beginning, seek for advice. You know, I told my daughter, she takes it as a joke, I said, when you find someone, bring him here. Bring him here. I need to see who is this one, and I want to interview him. She says, Papa, get no, I want to guide you.
That's powerful.
Yes.
I want to guide you. You're my daughter. Yes. I don't want you to come into a marriage and jump out at the end of the day. I want you, this thing, when you get into it, it should be permanent. You know, so that's how we should go. That's how far we can go these days, because people out there, as we have already said, really in the multitude of counsel, this is what most of our young singles need today. Now, because they run away from counsel, it's a problem.
But now, Mfundisi Malungweni, coming back to talking to the person your daughter is dating or she wants to date, for example. I've heard somebody saying, then who's getting married? Me or or the family. So when I choose, I'm choosing for me, Muslim. I'm not choosing for my father. So how does that one work?
Yeah, but you see, the problem is that when they've got problems, I'll be involved, like it or not.
Yeah.
You know what, Daddy? I'm talking about.
Daddy?
Yes.
So yeah, because, and it might be the Mkoyan who says, hey, Papa, come.
Do you get what I'm saying? Your daughter. Yeah, so it's best that we talk with this guy.
Yeah.
And we have some little bit of hard questions where we engage, you know. And it's good because it be man to man. Because I'm a man, he's a man. So as he get into this thing, I can talk even from experiences of the challenges that mm-hmm. he's going to come across. And he needs to know that he is not marrying a perfect person.
Mm.
I don't want him to say, "Kimwana mruti."
Mm.
And when the problems comes up, then "Mwana mruti." So I don't want that person, anyale, from concept of "Kimwana mruti" to perfect.
Yeah.
Because when people do that, they are doing a lot of mistakes.
Mm.
So it's so important that immediately when you're looking for a partner, before you can even engage,
mm-hmm.
look for people godly to talk
counsel.
To you. Yeah, godly counsel is very important.
I think, just to add on what Muti Malungwane is saying, Sibongile, the importance of godly counsel
mm-hmm.
is that you are going to be given insights, you know, advices. Mm. You are going to be enlightened.
Yeah.
You know, as per the future you are entering into. Because people who are now, let's say, in courtships, I will put it like that.
Yes.
We are in courtships. They look at what is happening now. They see things as they happen now. They don't realize the future. Or rather, let me say, they don't realize the reality of the future.
Mm.
Because once you commit, you are committing for a lifetime commitment. And this lifetime commitment, if you are not really prepared, you are going to be disappointed. Mm. Now true colors are coming out. The real person now surfaces. Then you are shocked to say, but I was not even aware that this person can do this. In marriages, most marriages, we're dealing with behavior, we're dealing with characters, we're dealing with anger, we're dealing with unfaithfulness, we're dealing with all the problems that you can think of.
Mm.
Those things, they are there, and this is the reality. They are manageable, they are controlled, but you need to be prepared to say, as you anticipate to enter in this union, please do realize that you are marrying a human being.
Yeah.
The very same person tomorrow can change.
Yeah.
And he or she can give you other colors that which you never thought that even a Christian,
uh-huh.
even a pastor can do this. You know.
And this is where then vows become important.
Mm.
And most people, when really come across conflicts, they don't look back to the vows they've made. You know,
they forget.
You get what I'm saying? So those vows are very powerful. I don't know who wrote those vows, but they are very, for me, they are godly.
Mm.
Because they are preparing you that you are marrying a human being here.
Mm.
That anything can happen at any time.
Mm.
You know, so you need to be prepared, you know, when you make those vows.
Mm.
When you say for better, for worse, you must understand what you are saying. You know, in sickness and in health. And we see people when
leaving
sickness
because
comes.
The sickness is there.
So what Mruti Khwat is saying is very important to say to the singles, know that what you are looking for is not just going to be honeymoon all the days. You must know there'll be tough times.
Mm.
So when you look for someone, know that this is a lifetime thing.
Mm.
I heard one of the ladies making a comment on the radio to be saying, yo, people really banalisibiti. looking at one person for 45 years, you see the concept of this person. It's a wrong concept, because marriage is about lifetime. You must grow all together. You know, you must change together. So it's important to the singles to prepare them. Yeah. You see, I personally, I'm growing old with my wife. Mm. I can't go for another young one, you know. So they must know that when they want partners, they must be prepared for lifetime. Yes. This is not something temporal. It's a lifetime. And because this person is a human being, you need to know how to adjust in those bad days to keep with this person, because ketile, ketile.
I also asked my mom at some point when I was coming up, I said, Mama, every day the same person. I think I'm going to be bored.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to get bored?
Yeah. But, you know, to be honest, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This marriage is, it's an institution that is created by God. It's very beautiful. But on the other hand, Swangile, being single is not a curse.
Mm.
Being single is not a shame. Being single is not a sin. In an actual fact, read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And when you read verse number 7, Paul there speaks of singleness as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I wish that all of you could be like me.
Mm-hmm.
But each of you has your own gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want us to also address our single brothers and sisters to say, because you are single, it does not mean there is something wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing
wrong. I've had brothers saying they feel the pressure from the married ones who would be calling them amfana and treating them in a certain way that doesn't show respect. I see Murut Malungan fixing the mic.
No, it's not on.
Mm.
It's not right. Because you don't have to marry because of pressure.
Yeah.
You don't have to find a partner because of what people are saying.
Mm.
And I think from what Muruti Khwadi read, it's very important that people should relax.
Mm.
You know, those olden days during our time, there was pressure.
Mm.
If you are not married, Uti Pradu Shatani. You know, sister, we are too far, we are no. You get what I'm saying? So, we need to from what Muruti Khwadi is saying, I want to confirm it. Being single is not sin and is not wrong.
Never allow
actually,
pressure.
Actually, it's even better. Because when Paul explained it, this very 1 Corinthians 7, and some of the things that we are discussing today, he says a married person is divided.
Yeah.
You know, in serving the Lord and the
and
husband.
And serving the... Mm.
Yeah, and there are a lot of challenges. That's what Paul says. But he says a single person is free to can serve the Lord the way he or she wants.
Mm.
But immediately when you get married, you get divided between your devotion to God and your partner.
Mm.
So it's important to understand that singles, you are in a better space.
Mm.
And I must say, we are not saying this because we are not there. Because some of them are saying, Babu Amunata, get Bonabanyeti. So it's nice for them because they are on the other side. They don't understand the heat that we are feeling, you know. But according to God's word, it's so important that people should know that being single,
it's beautiful.
It's not a sin.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to get married, it's something that God should come in and intervene. But if it doesn't happen, don't pressurize yourself.
And don't allow other pressures
to pressurize you unnecessarily.
That's correct. Being single is not a deficiency.
Yeah.
It is not a lack of something.
Yeah.
It is not a shortage of anything.
Mm.
It's a beautiful thing to be single.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the society
makes it like it's a sickness.
Makes it as though it is a problem.
Yeah.
How, you know, we were groomed and so on, the pressure from, you know, elderly people, even in the church, the elderly people in the church would, you know, ask the same question and so on. And ultimately people will do mistakes. Some are given the gifts of being single, this gift, because it is a gift according to what Paul is saying.
Yeah.
Now, because of the pressure, you end up wanting to be in a relationship because you want to be welcomed or you want to belong to a certain group of people. You know, you spoke in your introduction, Sibongile, to say, you know, uli kanabarking stroy, a bridesmaid,
throughout.
You know, throughout. And when is my time coming? You know that pressure. But we need to educate our brothers and sisters so that we know, and all of us should know, that to be single, it's a blessing.
Okay.
And you are able still to continue serve the Lord.
So, to correct the myths that are there, we can never say to the Lord, I'm going back now, the woman that you gave to me, the man that you gave to me.
Do you get what I'm, do you get that? Do you get that? Mm-hmm. And truly, if you can read very well that scripture, God didn't give this woman to him. God designed a woman.
He decided.
It's him who decided.
And said, this is the bone of my bones. Okay. Yeah, in Clinton.
Because as I said last week, I think I like the statement made by Miles Monroe. To say singleness is to be whole, is to be full, is to be you. And I like it because even when you marry, some of the problems that are created there within marriages is because people do not want to accept the wholeness of each other.
Okay.
That is why the Bible says it should be a companionship.
Okay.
You know, because the two people are full.
Yeah.
You don't get to your partner
50-50.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing like that. You get there to complement
each
other. You know?
Okay.
And when you complement each other, it becomes powerful.
Okay.
I'm proud that I'm sitting here. My wife has two powerful degrees. But I just have a diploma. But we are compatible. There's no competition to say she's more intelligent than me. We are compatible to each other, and we are serving each other very well. So it's important that people, singles, must understand that as they look for partners, they mustn't look for partners from point of view of thinking that they'll be fulfilled by them. So what Mruti Khwadi is saying is very important. Our shotika next.
Okay.
Don't think when you go to marriage, you are going to be fulfilled
by the other person.
By the other person.
Okay.
It's something not
I think Muruti Malungwane has answered one of the questions, because I was going to ask about intellectuality. Because others say, no, you can't. When the other one goes, you can't remain behind or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the world talks about compatibility.
But
you're saying complementing.
Yes.
Complementing
each other.
You complement each other. Sure. Now, being single, I would also add there to say, you know, it is a spirit-enabled capability to live a fulfilled, undistracted life, a life that is devoted to God. You know, so you're not distracted by anything.
Okay.
But in the life of a married couple, there are so many distractions. Even that life as well will honor the Lord in its own way. You know, a single person will also honor the Lord in his or her own way. That is why when you are
all
single,
night prayers,
yes,
go to concerts,
you go to concerts, you do ministry the way you are free, you know. But if you are married,
you have to inquire first.
You have to get the permission first.
Bye, visa. Bye. Okay, let's take a break and then come back to answer this question. How do you know that you are ready now to settle down? How do you know? I've heard of back then, brothers would say, yo, I don't want to walk alone anymore. Hey, my hand needs to touch someone.
Yeah.
I don't. And there was that song, Wanna Wake Up With You.
Oh. Wanna Wake Up. That's a song I played during my reception.
Wow. Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Reliable and relevant radio at the push of a button. Download our app now and listen online to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
That is an awesome one from one of us, Tumi B. You reign forever. And the time, 23 minutes, just before 2. At 2 o'clock, we give you the news. And after 2, we're talking Alzheimer dementia with Sir Macmillan Kondowe. And right now, I'm with Reverend Archibald Malungan and Reverend Ernest Kwadi. We're talking about finding the right partner. Okay. Ishia. Oh, Mudimu. Help us to get a new way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
Help us to get a new way of phrasing it. But how do I know that I'm ready now to settle down? What will tell me that I'm ready?
Well, Sibongile, abantu abafani. That's the first thing. People are not the same.
Right.
And we cannot, my view is
paint
that
everyone with the same
with the
brush.
Same, and, yes. Yeah. And to say now. But the, as let me tell you about me.
Okay, sir.
As I was growing up, just naturally, I just knew this is the time for me to marry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lacking the correct word, but nature will dictate, will tell you. You just feel it. It will happen.
Mm.
No one will come to you and say, now you are ready.
Mm.
But as you mature, as you develop, as you grow, when that times come, you will know. You will
even without a partner at that moment.
Yeah, you will just know that this is now the time for you to marry. Nature will dictate to say, you know, even biologically speaking, you know, your body will react somehow to show that now you are ready to commit in a relationship. Now, there will be followed by other processes to say you have to start praying and maybe talking, seeking counseling and so on. But as you grow, yes, I believe you will. We will just know without someone telling you to say
with us.
It is.
With us, since we were 3 years old, we played umshado. So the two dolls, there should be the one that wears like a man. And
it's a preparatory stage, that one, Sibongile. Remember, you know, the physiology, your physiology, you, as you grow, you know, your body changes and so on. But while you are still young, you play with dolls and so on. I am mama so on. That is, you know, the mind preparing, you know, for the future.
And I think the second thing from the lady's point of view, the maturity again counts. How matured are you to can accept someone, especially from the lady's point of view? You need to mature enough to understand your space as a woman, that am I really prepared and ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to leave. You know, it's worse with you ladies. You must leave and cleave. Actually, the man must leave and cleave.
Mm.
But women, most of the time, they are more...
I leave my father's house.
Yeah. Women, they are more challenged than men.
Mm.
You know, men can decide as long as he can have money. That is why today we are having the same problem that people with money think they are ready and they are not ready.
Mm.
So maturity counts. You need to be mature enough what you are what you are looking forward to, what you want to engage into.
Mm.
You know, you need to know that now I'm ready, that I can engage into this thing, and I know that now I can go, I can stay in this thing.
Mm.
So immaturity, it's very, very important.
Shouldn't be determined by the soul piece.
It shouldn't be determined by that. And it shouldn't be determined by saying, manje sengifunukshata. Maturity must be there to know. So it's so important with immaturity. This is where then you are able, as we have already said, you need that godly counseling now, you know, to say, am I ready now? Because remember, from what you have said, Wadi, remember, you don't go to men. Men are coming to you. And you are proposed by different kind of men. So you need to know your stature. You need to know. You know, Guti, are you ready enough? You need to know enough. So, immaturity is very important. Let me make a simple example.
Yes, sir.
You know, my daughter's about more than 25 years now. And I saw this man, this young man, I knew him from another church. And now I see he visits my girl. He comes with these beautiful cars. He drives these big cars. You know, he'll come there. Date my girl, they go to a restaurant at night, they come back, you buy presents, you know. Then I'm looking at this and I'm saying, what's up here? You know, the mother said, hey, we don't know what's happening. But because she's a grown-up, let's give her a chance, you know. So one day when I was in the house, I saw her with a bouquet of flowers going to the dustbin. You know, she threw it with anger in the dustbin. You know? And then I asked the mother, I said, hey, I saw something strange today. Yeah, what's happening? She says, ah, oh, that guy, she thinks he can play me. I know myself, I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
He wants things that I shouldn't do before I get married. And he wants to buy me with material. And the material that he's owning is not his, it's his father's. He can change different cars and smell nice, but he owns nothing. So he can't charm me. So I've made up my mind, I'm jumping out.
Let's hear a family member. I see Muruti Khadi is coming.
Maturity.
Let's hear me.
I don't know.
Okay, Makhatebe, we can't hear. Can you please resend, because there's a lot of wind around there or some disturbance, and Muruti says network as well. Can you please resend so we can hear that message correctly from the person who is, I'm not quite sure if it's Ma who is sending it or if it's the daughter, but please can you re-record it quickly and send it whilst Bomfundisibala before they go, because I won't be able to respond to that. The country is taking us to another level, though. Muruti, you said they are coming to us. We are not going to them. And now the country says men can take our surnames. Okay, we are not in that. But I foresee things coming to things moving, because it was like, yo, you proposed a man before. Now it's going to be easy because now he can take my surname. And things, it's like things are moving and changing, and the church and the culture traditionalists are like, no ways.
The church is adapting. Yeah. Now, Sibongile, I wanted to make a comment with regards to the question of how now do you know you are ready?
Okay.
To add, to say, you know, Pastor Malungwane spoke something about maturity. And then, and I said, you know, you will just know that you are now ready. You know, yeah. Nature will dictate, will tell you.
Okay.
And then to add on that, let's also talk about emotional readiness.
Yeah.
When we address the aspect of emotional readiness, are you able to control your emotions? That's another aspect.
Or you'll be angry for months and months. Yes.
Yes. Now, if you are able to tolerate someone else, if you are able to say, I am sorry. But if you can't say, I am sorry, then to me, I would say you may not be ready.
Okay.
You know, marriage, you know, is for men, not for boys.
It's for women,
it's
not for girls.
It's for women, not for girls.
Okay.
These are individuals who are able to come down to the level of an ordinary man and woman to be able to say, I apologize. I am wrong. To be able to control your anger and your emotions, even under intense, you know, fears, anger and emotional struggle and so on, but you will be still be able to say, I apologize. People who will be able to know when to speak and when to be quiet.
Sure.
You know, if we can be aware of such, then I would say, yes, you are ready. Because marriage, there are difficulties. And in those difficulties, there needed a person who is able to keep quiet at the right time and to answer at the right time.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of somebody who's also calm. And very calm in all instances, and not listening to answer.
Yeah.
When you're talking about somebody who's listening to understand and then respond.
Yes. Mm. So it's very important, because maturity, as I make an example with my daughter.
Yes.
Then I asked her after some days that, now what's the decision? She says, no, Dad, I want to build myself. I don't want to go into a marriage with nothing.
Sure.
I want to go there understanding who I am so that in turn I can be able to stand.
Mm.
I don't want to go there and be a beggar.
Yeah.
That to me, that's maturity.
Yeah.
To say, I don't want to go there, get inside the marriage because I want to, and I'm inside there, I haven't developed myself, so I'm not ready for now.
Yeah.
I want to work out at myself and be well up there, matured enough. When I get in there, I'm full in this thing.
Let's hear if it's clear now.
Hi, Sibongile. Sorry for this. I was saying that I have an uncle. I am married. So he actually asked me to respect him. He's not married, but staying with a boyfriend. And they even had a child now. And then this has been the year since. They can't just watch her. They can't tell her what to do.
Okay, I'm not quite sure if I can you can hear.
I was saying that I have an uncle. I am married, so he actually asked me to respect him. He's not married, but she's staying with a boyfriend, and they even had a child now, and then this has been the year, so he says they can't just watch her.
Oh my! I don't know if you are able to hear. I think we hear the ambience of the room. Ah, family. Sure. I don't know. Let me do this. I think I do have a plan.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, we're just going to hold it right there with Alban Peterson, Take My Life in the Background. And we'll come back to that one. The family member is on the line. Hi, family. How are you, my queen? Good. You were saying, my queen.
Oh, Sibongile, I was just asking. I am married, and my uncle came to me asking if I should go to one of my relatives, because she is staying with somebody that and her boyfriend, and they are not married, and they even have a child now. So according to him, us as Christians, we should get married. You understand? But then, how do I speak to her? I don't wanna disobey him and not just go. And also, I can't force anybody to get married because I'm not in that relationship. I don't know this guy. I don't think I'm the right person to kind of get married. Now she will get married because she's forced, and I don't want that. Because once you're married, to get divorced now is another story.
Just hold. Let me ask the pastors if they have a question for you.
Well, my understanding is that the uncle is telling a family member to say you need to go to so-and-so because they are staying together and they are not married. Go talk to them. Is that what I am understanding?
Yes, because he's been talking to them and they are not getting married. They're not listening to him. So he says, if maybe I can go, I am married, and I can talk some sense into them. So I don't understand.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so scared to intervene. Yeah.
All right. Do you have another question for her, or would you like?
Yeah. Okay. Just a simple comment.
Oh, okay.
From what we have said.
Should I release her? Can I release her now?
Yes, you
it's
can.
Fine.
Okay, my queen. You listen via air. Thank you. Bye bye.
I think the biggest mistake when people move together before they marry, it becomes very difficult to marry. It's very few, by God's grace, who really realize that, no, we can't continue like this.
Okay.
But if they've already moved in, there is no one from outside who can really come and tell them. There can be advices that are given and advices that will show them the need at the end of the day that they shouldn't just stay together without being married.
Mm-hmm.
But because they've moved in, it's difficult to go and convince them because from the very question, it should come from them now to say, we think we are ready, we want to get married. But to influence them from point of view of saying you must, it's very difficult.
Yeah, that's correct. already the uncle has addressed them.
Okay.
The uncle has spoken to this
to the couple.
There is no need for our sister to go back. And otherwise, it will be seen as though now the matter. Yeah.
What if the uncle calls a family meeting with everybody there and the couple there, and they address it as a family to say, "Hey, we are concerned from both families, from the guy's family and the lady's family, to say, guys, we are concerned. You are together, but you're not married. Yeah. As your families, would that help?
It will all depend.
Yeah. But just an intervention to say, we think you should be as your families.
It will all depend.
Okay, Murat.
If the two people, having reached a stage willingly to can marry, it's very difficult. But they can intervene.
Okay.
As the uncle has already done.
Started.
Yeah. Family can come in. But it depends again.
On the two.
On the two. To say how ready they are, even financially so.
Okay.
You know, how ready the guy is financially to can say, you know.
Mm.
So it depends really on them, according to me.
Yes. Remember, Sponyile, I am an uncle too.
Mm.
And if I see a situation whereby my nephew, my niece, or wawa, and then they are behaving like this, they are doing what we call, fad and set. It is within my rights to call them and address them, you know. I wouldn't go to another person to say, go and tell them, because already I have done that.
Mm.
And the two people who are doing this, you know, cohabitation, already they know that they are not in the legal union, maybe per se, already they know that they are not married. But as an uncle, it is still within my jurisdiction and my rights to approach them and talk to them.
Mm.
Should they listen to me, it's fine. We will assist them, give them that blessing. But should they still remain staying that way, there's nothing much I can do. My role is to approach them and talk to them.
Yeah.
But my role is not to go and convince other members of the family,
okay,
and then talk to them. Well, I can do that, maybe to call them, but if they are not able to listen to me as an uncle, then it's enough.
Okay.
We shouldn't come to a position whereby we make other people who are not in the union, that which we find ourselves in, to feel as though we are forcing them. At the right time, they will initiate to do the right thing.
Okay, so it goes back to the readiness.
Yes.
I'm reminded of another couple that I know where they stayed together, and the mothers from two sides came and and they didn't even plan it, but they were there at the same time, same day, and they said, but why are you not getting married? And they asked their children, never got an answer, and they said, no, if the other one says, if it's the problem is lobola, don't worry, we'll sort it out. Let's just get you married, because you can't stay like this, and then you sign. But they never
wanted to do that. Remember,
this
doesn't only happen in families per se, even in churches. It's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is my role as a pastor to approach them and talk to them. But if they insist to say, no, we are okay. You know, people are worried about us not getting married, but we are definitely okay.
So it goes
okay.
to their readiness.
It okay. goes to their readiness.
All right. Even when it comes to getting married, it goes with readiness.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, some families also would want you to get married ASAP. Ah, uhudile, you are 26.
Rebatla ditlogolo.
Yes.
Pressure,
yeah.
And they put pressure. Yeah.
And it's as if it's something that you can decide and do it tomorrow.
Should families, now as we're closing, we are left with 2 minutes. Should families also do the, what do we call it again, matchmaking? And bringing the two together, or you want it for another session?
Let's say this for another session.
Please.
Yeah.
It's a topic on its own.
But in closure, Muruti, Ernest, what do you say in closure?
Yes, in closure, let us seek the Lord. Let us allow the Lord to guide us. Let us pray continually so. Let us trust that God is always listening to us, and mm-hmm. God will not fail us.
All right. Yes. Muruti Malungwani, there's a question for you here. Please ask Muruti Malungwani. He said a person needs to do checks on the family of the spouse-to-be. How long should that go? As in closure, Muruti?
It will depend mm-hmm. of how long the... Of, it depends on them. You know, it doesn't have a specific timing, but the exposure is very important. You know, it depends how long they will mm-hmm. take, especially when they reach a point of seriousness.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to. They have to reach a point where they are able to introduce each other
to each other's families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how long it takes, really, I don't have a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It will depend on them when they want to get married.
All
but
right.
they must expose each other to each other's family.
Okay, so we are moving it a notch higher, where we are going to talk about matchmaking as well.
Matchmaking.
Didi Chomedia matchmaker, Matatia. Yo.
Never root.
Never root.
Yeah. So for today, we're not going to pray. I think when we come back, let's talk about that and the matchmaking and sum it up, and also pray for our singles as well.
Amen.
But for those who'd like to talk to you, Pastor Khwari.
082-472-6408.
Thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait for
matchmaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we should do that in our families as
yes.
well. So thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you and
Amen.
Blessing you.
God bless you too.
And yes, my family, do remember that if you'd like to talk to Pastor Khwari, he's available on 082 0860-470-6408 and Pastor Malungwani on 082-452-7387. We are crossing over to our 2 o'clock news bulletin. They will be coming back matchmaking next time.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.